The consultation over the controversial draft plan for the Murray-Darling Basin winds up at the end of this week. Most of the focus and conflict over the draft plan has centred so far around the proposed cut of 2,750 gigalitres from the water allocations in the basin. But some experts believe the real problem with the plan lies elsewhere. Professor Mike Young is Director of the Environment Institute at the University of Adelaide. Professor Young has analysed the new arrangements that are due to come into effect with the Basin Plan in 2019, and he concludes that on 8 out of 10 criteria, the new rules won't be as good as the interim arrangements we have in place now. Mike Young joined you from his home in Adelaide. Good morning, Mike. Welcome again to Breakfast.
Thank you, Fran.
Mike, there's an old saying, the devil's in the detail, and you've looked closely at the detail of the 210-page draft plan for the Murray-Darling and the 500-page Federal Water Act, and your conclusion is that we're going the wrong way, we're going backwards with this plan. What's the problem in your view?
When you go through the criteria, Fran, with blow by blow, there are a lot of surprises. Under the existing arrangement and the way the Murray-Darling Basin cap is defined, climate change is included as one of the things because we use a modelling approach that tracks for weather. Under the new proposed plan, that's all abandoned and we go back to a simple number, just a simple crude number without any plans to adjust for things that like land use change and all the rest.
As I understand it, your primary concern is that the environment will come last when the new rules come into force in 2019, that irrigators will be protected under the cap at the expense of the environment. But how is that possible? It's what this whole plan is supposed to prevent, isn't it?
Yes, but the way they've done it is they've defined, or what we're doing at the moment is we're buying water for the environment and granting the environment a water title in exactly the same way as all irrigators have a water right. So it's all done in a balanced way with sharing between the environment and users. We've been doing that since 2007. What we do after 2019 is we switch to things called sustainable diversion limits and move the environment outside the limit that was put in place at the moment. So we go to a framework which is back to where we were in prior to the Water Act. So once again, we're switching to the old mistake we made in the past.
So if I understand this correctly, that would mean that after 2019, when the plan is fully operable, the limitations, the sustainable diversion limits, all those limits have been put in place so that the irrigators can take less from the river under the agreed caps. But depending on what circumstances change in terms of the health of the river, those caps remain in place, but the environment then has nothing left to take. Is that it?
That's right. So we go back to the old framework that caused all the problems that have emerged over the last two decades since we set the cap. And we also rule out the purchase of water for the environment from irrigators after 2019. We switched to a mechanism where the only way you can change anything is to go through a process of amending the basin plan. And then the Act specifically rules out compulsory acquisition, but it says instead all of the people affected, which is largely irrigators, have to be sent a compensatory check. At the moment, we can go in and negotiate with people and find a solution. After 2019, you can't do that anymore.
And what's the thinking there, that there'd be no more voluntary water buybacks because the job is done by then?
That was the vision. The original plan when the Act was put together was that the plan that was put together now, or put together over the next few months and would be approved by ministers and actually Minister Burke and then finally Parliament, would be perfect. So there'd be no need to change it anymore other than fine, simple churning.
Everybody knows that there's no such thing as a perfect situation, that something is perfectly solved because drought happens or climate change happens or whatever happens that could affect the amount of water in the river. Are you saying the plan doesn't allow for any of that to be adjusted, really?
That's right, except through the complicated amendment process. And when you look at issues like localism, which is something that's being championed at the moment, where we'll look for local solutions, they can all be adjusted at the moment quite easily, and things can be changed because of the flexibility we have in the system. After 2019, there's hardly any incentive for that. You can talk about it, but it has to go through a plan amending process, and that's only going to happen something like every 5 years, and will be a major exercise where people will focus on the big issues and small little issues, like, for example, if actually someone in Deniliquin comes up with a really smart way to do something differently, they'll be drowned out while people argue about the large issues right across the basin.
Mike, I know you've spoken with members on the authority. Now, this is a consultation period. It's been going for 20 weeks. It winds up, I think, at the end of this week. So, you know, hiccups and problems with the plan are meant to be identified. That's what this process is about. From your understanding, do people within the authority acknowledge these problems, see the same problems with you as you?
I've raised them with them and said, look, this is very, very serious. It gets back to largely the way the sustainable diversion limit is defined. I've talked at length with people in the authority about how they could get around this. They feel they have to go down the pathway they have been. And so after lots of analysis, we have decided that the best thing to do is to write this up carefully so that everybody is aware that when you compare the administrative arrangements that are put in place that operate now with the proposed new ones, there's some very, very serious weaknesses, which I'm very, very concerned about. You know, it's wiser at the moment to stay with the existing plan, which will serve us anyway for the next 6 years, Fran. We must remember that no matter what happens, the intent for the next 6 years is to stay with the existing arrangements because they are world-class, they're state-of-the-art.
Now, there has been criticism already in the consult, well, plenty of criticism on both sides, but I noticed that the Goyder Institute in South Australia, which is an institute for water research, the CSIRO and some of the universities there, and also the Wentworth Group of Scientists, have all been critical of the 2,750 gigalitres, that being the amount allocated for allocations from the river. There's been criticism of that. Your criticism goes beyond that. You've had a close look at the Act. In the end, when it all comes down to it, this draft plan or this plan needs to marry to the Act. In your view, does it do that? And what do you want the Water Minister, Tony Burke, to do with the draft plan as it's currently looking?
I think it needs a major rewrite in terms of all the rules, and that would include redefining the way sustainable diversion limits are put. And that's such a big change from where we are now. The only way out of this would be to rewrite the Act and then go back and consult on a new version. The types of changes that I'm talking about are too big to make and then go straight through to ministers. You'd have to go back through another consultation process.
That can be done. As you see it, does the plan meet the Act?
It meets the Act, yes. But the Act has many options in it. So, yes, it's consistent with the Act. There's some changes that would be and should be made to the Act. The Act itself was a major compromise. People might have forgotten that at the time we went through several major amendments to try and keep states happy. There are options there, and the authority has chosen to take options that I disagree with.
Mike Young, thanks for joining us again on Breakfast.
Thank you.
Professor Mike Young is Director of the Environment Institute at the University of Adelaide.